Yeah, I know you write poems, but listen, seriously, poetry just never really done it for me. You know, I.
No, I got one. I got one. It's called Schuylkill Smokestacks at Sunrise.
What, like the river?
Yeah, no, in Philly. Now
Yeah.
listen. How princely white the plumes ascending, how bone-hewn and how bright, yeah? How utterly the alabaster spreads to shade the coming light. Eh? Eh?
Okay. Well, why don't we say it this way?
How princely white the plumes ascending. How bone-hewn and how bright, yeah? How utterly the alabaster spreads to shade the coming light. Eh? Eh? Bone-hewn, alabaster, bright, 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 bright.
For 3 days, I communed with the town annals, entry after exacting entry, from a page thinning like a ghost. The first human was transacted one dry November, stupidly post-harvest. 6 years ago, the marching band almost took state. It would have done so, but for a bitter judge from three counties over. Addendum notified me the offending party, bitter judge from three counties over, has since died of the measles. There was no prize hog in 1943, and for half of that decade the records were kept in a new hand, a regulated cursive script of women virtuously schooled in penmanship and steeled on restless stoicism. Candace Crenshaw passed, quietly, not 2 weeks after the citizens smartly broke ground on her memorial garden. President Davis visited once. That ink still burns smugly. One or two notable trials played out in the old courthouse amidst an unremarkable flood of unremarkable lawsuits. Three murderers hanged. Two of these publicly. Indian summers, divorces, solstices, fairs, constructions, fires, one providential movie filming in the 1980s. I labeled, stifled, waited under documents and deeds, airless between file cabinets to perform such dusty, stale research. I report to you now with a clear conscience. Never in its motley records has the town ever known a day akin to Sunday last, when you wore that purple dress down to your knees.
The poetry in this piece was written by my friend, Edward Stevens. For more radio pieces, visit my website, hamad.we.bs. And thanks.